Welcome to the Bear Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 8 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we're talking about reducing the temptation to waste time in our home.
Yeah, there's a lot of temptations to waste time. And one of the biggest ones, I think, for us was honestly the television.
So, yeah, we got rid of it.
Yeah, we did.
We just gave it away to somebody, cold turkey.
Yeah, it was your idea. I remember we came back from our trip to Michigan and you just said, hey, sweetie, I was kind of thinking about getting rid of the TV.
Yeah, and I really thought a lot about it before I told you that, because I knew once I told you that, there was never going to be any going back on it. And I was really worried about getting rid of the television. It felt like getting rid of a friend.
Yeah.
Like I love sports, and so I didn't really want to get rid of it, to be honest with you. I knew, though, that it was the right thing to do, and it was the right thing because it was tempting us to spend too much time at night doing things that weren't productive. Nothing wrong with entertainment, and we don't even think there's anything wrong with television in general. We just, for us, it was a temptation to waste time to maybe be consumed by something that wasn't necessarily productive for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had put constraints on our television watching even, and we've even shared that here, how we were putting constraints on that, and we've had constraints for our children for quite a while now. But just seeing, even with those constraints, for us personally, there was still a heavy temptation, and we still found ourselves at times, you know, watching an episode of something instead of going to bed when we knew that we should have, or, you know, getting frustrated with why we weren't getting to the books we wanted to read when we could find the time to watch a television show at night. So how did the kids take it?
Yeah, well, they were pretty upset. Yeah. They didn't understand it first. Again, for them, they felt like it was something really fun and entertaining, which it is. So they were a little concerned about losing it, but we were clear to tell them that, you know, guys, TV is not a sin. You're still going to watch TV from time to time when you go to other people's houses or we're on vacation or whatever. But, you know, it is something in our home that does take up too much of our time. And quite honestly, we'd rather do different things as a family. Instead of family movie night, now we do family game night. We pull out the board games and we play together, and it really has calmed things down. I mean, typically when there's a TV on, there's a certain kind of noise that creates a certain kind of like anxiety in a home. And we have none of that right now. And it's pretty cool.
Well, and even, you know, I've noticed in our children that after they've been watching the television, they just get, I don't know, there's like a nastiness to their personalities, like afterwards, because they're all, I'm sure it has something to do with even just the mental spacing out while at the same time being stimulated so quickly by what they're watching. So it would make them cranky. Now that doesn't happen. Like, not once do our children wake up and say, can I watch a show?
Yeah, or can I watch a movie? And argue over who gets to watch what show they want or whose turn is it to pick. Our children wake up a lot, you know, more, I guess, calm.
Yeah.
Like, they're just looking for other things to do that are calmer, you know, play a board game or build a puzzle or read a book. You know, we're not tempted to zone out at night and not be productive. You know, when we come home and it's been a long day, or we put the kids down, Christina and I are looking at each other. It's like, well, do we have the energy to read a book or to talk or to do something else? And if we don't, well, then our body's telling us to go to sleep, and we're not going to keep ourselves awake artificially with this entertainment. And, you know, so we're getting to bed a lot sooner. And next week we're going to talk about, you know, us getting up earlier and what that's done for our, disciplines, you know, spiritual disciplines.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, a side note even related to this. So our 9-year-old son, man, I want all of our kids to love books the way that we love books. And so we've tried time and time again to get him different books that, you know, would appeal and be interesting to him. And sometimes he'll get in a book and he'll be really into it. But, you know, for the most part, he still wouldn't go first to a book. He wouldn't always have his nose in a book. But when we took the television away And now his main source of entertainment is a book. He has always got his nose in a book. And it is like the coolest thing to see him just devour these books that he's reading, because I mean, he just is, that's what's going to engage his mind. So there's been things that have been a benefit to this that, you know, I don't think we imagine. Like Charlie said, the calm of our children, and just even with our son getting into books so much more, these have been some really cool things.
Yeah, and sometimes as a Christian, it's not about whether something's a sin or not. It's about what's better and best. It's about what's the most wise decision for the place that you're at to be the most productive and effective for God. And so this was one of those decisions for us where we've said, let's do something that we know without a shadow of a doubt will enhance our walk with the Lord and help teach habits to our kids that will last a lifetime and show them where the real priorities lie.
We thank you so much for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you from our kitchen table in Orange County, California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.